Yom Kippur means the Day of Atonement in Hebrew, and it is the most sacred day of the Jewish calendar. The festival, which is spent fasting, always comes 8 days after Jewish New Year, which usually falls in September or October. According to Jewish tradition, on New Year's Day, God writes each individual's destiny for the coming year in the Book of Life. But it is on Yom Kippur that, according to the Jewish faith, God finalizes or seals that destiny. The period between New Year and Yom Kippur is known as the High Holy Days. They offer a last chance to put things right with God and with other people before each individual's destiny is sealed in the Book of Life. This means spending time in prayer, repentance, and doing good works. On the day before Yom Kippur, people eat more than usual in preparation for the total fast of the following day. The last meals before the fast are usually low in salt to avoid dehydration, as even drinking water is prohibited during the fast. All observant Jews are expected to fast for around 25 hours, starting at sunset on the eve of Yom Kippur. However, children and anyone whose health would be damaged by the fast are not allowed to take part. Although traditions vary, many observant Jews choose not to wash, have sex, or wear leather shoes on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur starts around sunset with a Kol Nidre, a declaration recited in the synagogue that cancels promises made to God in the previous year. Many Jews wear white as a symbol of purity and spend the whole of the next day at the synagogue. As on the Sabbath, working is totally prohibited. In fact, the day is sometimes called the Sabbath of Sabbaths. Many people remember the dead by burning a candle that lasts throughout the day. After the final synagogue service at the end of Yom Kippur, there is a joyful meal to break the fast. So, what could you say to someone observing the Day of Atonement? Happy Yom Kippur isn't quite right for this solemn day, but there are some appropriate greetings such as, have an easy fast. In other words, I hope you don't get too hungry, or may you be sealed in the Book of Life.